任而感谢你。
Lord, help us now as we gather around your word.
当我们站在话语之中聚集时候，你祝福我们。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
让你的圣灵充满我们。
Guide us, Lord.
你引导我们。
Demonstrate to us that you are in control.
让我们看到你在坐王掌权。
Thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name.
我们感谢有这个机会，我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
I chose this topic, witnessing without fear.
我选这个放胆为主做见证作为今天的讲题。
Because I found many Christians enjoy sharing their faith.
发现很多基督徒他们是很喜欢来分享他们的信仰的。
But they often are fearful.
但是他们经常有点害怕，在传福音的时候心里怕怕的。
Fearful of many things.
很多怕的事情。
Fearful of saying the wrong thing.
怕说错话。
Fearful of themselves being a bad example.
怕自己这个榜样，这个见证做得不好。
Fearful that someone might have a truth that is confusing to them.
怕碰到有人讲到一些很让人迷惑的一些道理。
So often Christians don't share their faith.
所以呢，我们基督徒往往我们都就不敢来为主做见证，不敢传福音。
Now, many of you do.
我想你们中间很多人也是这样。
That's obvious to me because the church has grown.
显然你们都是愿意传福音的，要不然的话，教会不会增长那么快。
I remember looking at the foundation of the church from my office at Westwood.
我还记得在我这个在 Westwood 教会时候看到这个教会刚刚建的那个时候。
In the very, very beginning.
在最开始那个时候。
It put a big smile on my face.
我看到了就心里面非常高兴，我的脸上就笑了。
Because I knew you were doing something I couldn't do.
我知道你们在做一些我所做不到的事情。
That is share the gospel in Chinese.
就是用中文来传福音。
But I've grown, because look at me now.
但是我也成长，你看我现在怎么样。
I'm sharing the gospel in Chinese.
你看我现在，我也到这里可以用中文来传福音了。我也成长了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
I wanted us to think of three things related to sharing the gospel. Three things.
今天我想讲一讲关于传福音的三件事情。
Having a love for God.
首先你要一个爱神的心。
And then having a love for others.
有一个爱人的心。
And what does then that mean? What do we do with that?
这个意味着什么呢?
Because we have a love for God.
我们是爱我们的神。
And that grows.
这个也是会，这个爱会成长。
It's powerful.
这个有能力。
It produces big grace.
可以结出这样的果子。
That's abundance. That's a lot.
这是非常丰盛的果子。
We often think the gospel is mental, technical. We often think the gospel is... There you go. That's good. Thank you. Here, I can control it. maybe you should. You can translate. The love, let's go with this. The love for God is obedience. And we know that,
爱神就是要应该要顺服神。
We want to obey His commands.
我们要遵守他的诫命。
His first is to love Him.
首先是要爱他。
With all of our heart and soul.
用全心全灵的来爱他。
With all of your mind, all of your strength.
尽心尽意尽力的爱他。
Everything.
在每件事上来爱他。
But the love begins with God.
但是这个神，这个爱是从神开始的。
So we're just following along.
我们只是在跟随神。
We read just a moment ago.
我们刚才才念过
Acts 1:8.
这个使徒行传一章八节。
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you shall be my witnesses.
你们就go back. Yep. 你们就要为我做见证。
Yes, you shall receive power and you shall be my witnesses.
您必得到能力，并做给我为我做见证。
The power is not our strength.
这个能力并不是靠我们自己的能力。
It's supernatural.
就是从上面而来的能力。
It's spiritual.
就是属灵的能力。
It's God's kind of power.
就是神的能力。
It is not ours.
不是我们自己的有什么本事。
When we understand that power,
当我们懂得这种能力的时候,
we realize it's Him working in us.
我们知道这是神在我们里面在做工。
So we are His witnesses.
所以我们是他的见证人。
And it's not us.
不是我们, 自己做不了什么。
He simply flows through us.
他的爱也通过我们来能够流出去。
And there's great power there.
这里面有很大的能力。
Power that changes people's minds.
这个能力能够让人们改变他们的思维。
Power that heals people's hearts.
能够医治他们的心灵。
Power to make friends where there were enemies.
能够把敌人变成朋友。
That's the power we need.
这样，这是我们所需要的能力。
The Apostle Paul in Romans 1:16.
在罗马书1:16节, 保罗这样说,
He is not ashamed of the power of God, the power of the gospel.
保罗是不以福音为耻的。
For the power is the gospel.
因为福音本是神的大能。
The power is the gospel.
这个大能就是神，就是福音本身。
That is good news.
这是一个好的消息。
Because we don't have to convince people.
因为不是靠我们来使别的人来幸福。
You can try.
你可以自己来试试看。
You can try to convince or persuade.
你可以用你的方法来劝说人家。
Some even try to sell it to you.
有的人还把这个想办法各种办法来卖给你。
It's not necessary.
并不需要这样做。
The power is in the gospel.
因为这个能力就在福音里面。
The second point is love for others.
第二点我们是要有爱人的心。
The love of God is in the Christian.
在基督徒里面，我们里面有神的爱在里面。
And God loves others through us.
神也通过我们来爱别的人。
God loves others who are hopeless and helpless.
神通过我们来爱那些看来是完全无助、没有希望的人。
They wonder why they are here.
他们有时候不知道自己活着是干什么的。
What is the purpose of their life?
他们的生活的意义在哪里？
They wonder if there's a God, does He care for them?
他们说如果有神的话，他真的关心我吗？
And so they are hopeless without Christ.
所以没有基督的话，他们是没有盼望的。
That may be someone here today.
可能你们中间有些人就是这样。
You may wonder, does God love you?
你心里面不敢肯定神是不是爱你。
I assure you, He does.
反正我告诉你，他真的爱你。
Because God's gospel touched my life.
因为神的福音触动了我的心。
I was as good as dead.
我以前是非常非常糟糕。
And yet God revealed Himself to me.
但是神将他自己显现给我。
He revealed Himself through the Bible, the Word of God.
他通过圣经神的话语向我显现。
And when I simply placed my trust in Him,
当我把我的信靠他的时候,
He dramatically changed my life.
他戏剧化的改变了我的生命。
He didn't make me great and strong.
他并没有把我变成一个很成功的、很伟大的人。
No riches, no might.
没有钱也没有能力。
I didn't get any smarter.
我并不比以前更聪明。
But I didn't get any dumber either.
但是也没有变得更笨。
But the Lord showed up in my life.
但是主在我的生命中出现了。
I did not know how to love God.
我并不知道怎么样来爱神。
I did not feel lovable myself.
我自己觉得自己也很不可爱。
Nor could I love other people.
我也没有能力去爱别的人。
I didn't know how to do that.
我根本不知道怎么做。
Until Jesus Christ.
直到耶稣基督来到我的生命中。
Jesus showed me what love is.
耶稣让我看到什么才叫做爱。
how to give love, how to receive love.
怎么样来付出爱，怎么样来接受爱。
Because he is love.
因为他本身就是爱。
I chose John 15.
我选约翰福音十五章。
Because of the fruit.
因为他里面讲到果子。
He talks about no fruit.
他里面讲到不能结果子。不结果子。
We don't need to read the whole thing.
Okay.
He talks about no fruit.
He
He talks about a little fruit.
结一点果子。
He talks about more fruit.
还结更多的果子。
And then abundance, much fruit.
还有结多多的果子。
There are times in a Christian's life.
有时候在我们基督徒生命生活中。
When it's all of those.
我们就是要结果子。
You'll be empty basket with nothing.
开始你是你的篮子是空空的。
It seems like the clouds of heaven are made of metal.
看那个天空好像是钢铁做成的，完全看不到上面。
You pray and the prayers bounce back.
当你祷告的时候，好像那个你的祷告就被打回来，被反射回来了。
You feel like God doesn't love you.
你觉得神好像不爱你。
But I tell you, you must draw close.
但是我告诉你，你要更来接近神。
God will even work in spite of you.
其实我想神即使你自己不做什么，神都在那里做工。
The person that shared Jesus with me.
给我传福音的那个人。
He was not walking with the Lord.
他还不是跟主同行的人。
A matter of fact, he was in defiance with the Lord.
他其实是在那里跟神在那里征战，他还是那里不能接受神。
In deep sin.
他也是在很深的罪中。
But the Lord put it on his heart to share the gospel with me.
但是就神是用这样的人向我来传的福音。
So he did.
他就这样做。
I heard the gospel.
这样我就听到了福音。
I thought God loved good people.
我以前认为神只爱那些所谓的好人。
I was not a good person.
我可不是好人。
What was this new truth?
是什么，这个新的这个真理是什么呢？
My best friend also heard the message when I did.
我的最好的朋友也在同时听到了福音。
We both were amazed at what we were hearing.
我们都听到以后都觉得非常的这个奇妙。
We thought, could this really be for us?
我心想，这真的是这样的福音是为我们所预备的吗？
God loves sinners.
神居然爱我们这样的罪人。
And so we wanted to know more.
所以我们就希望来懂得更多。
Our friend who had shared with us,
那个陪我们传福音那个人，
he was embarrassed about himself.
他自己觉得非常的尴尬。
He did not ask us, would you like to ask Jesus into your life that night?
他没有问我们，你们要那天晚上要不要接受主为你们的救赎。
He just went home.
他就回家去了。
We were amazed at the gospel.
可是我们却听到了这个福音，觉得非常的这个稀奇。
We talked late into the night.
我们第一次谈到深夜。
And late into the night, we decided we needed to know more about Jesus.
And 在深夜的时候，我们决定我们需要来更多的来了解耶稣。
The following day was a Monday.
第二天是星期一。
I called my friend who shared the gospel.
我给那个给我传福音的朋友打电话。
And I said, would you please come on Friday and tell us more about Jesus?
他说，能不能星期五你再来一次，再给我们讲讲福音。
He said, what?
他说什么？
And I repeated it.
我就再说一遍，请你礼拜五再来给我们讲福音。
He said, I'll be right there.
他说，那我一定会到那儿，在那儿。
He probably broke the law driving to our house.
他在开车到我们家来时，可能已经在路上犯法了。
Because he realized the Lord was doing something.
他意识到神在做些什么事情。
About 2 hours later, after reading the Bible,
两个小时以后，当我们读完圣经以后，
simple scriptures that told us about God's love for us.
非常简单经文告诉我们什么神的爱。
My friend said, would you like to ask Jesus into your life?
因为他问我们，你是不是愿意这个时候接受基督，耶稣基督作为你的生命的救主。
Would you like your sins to be forgiven?
你要不要让你的罪得到赦免？
All your sins, past, present, and future.
你所有的罪，过去的、现在的、将来的，所有的罪都得到赦免。
Everything wiped clean.
让一切都变成洁净。
No longer any offense between me and God.
在神和我中间没有任何的任何的这种过犯。
Clean and pure.
非常洁净，非常纯洁。
And he promised new truth.
他答应说有这个真理。
He promised new power.
神给我们新的能力，新的真理。
Not my friend, God was promising.
神应许给我们真理，给我们能力。
And so we said, certainly, we want what Jesus offers us.
我们说当然我们要耶稣要给我们的，我们一定要。
So he said, just pray and ask God to forgive you.
他说那你们就祷告，让神求神来赦免你们。
I said, Rich, I have never prayed in my life.
我说 Rich, 我可从来没有祷告过。
And so he said, well, here, read this prayer.
他就拿过来，他说你就把这个祷告词你念一遍。
And just mean it to God.
就是
be serious, be,
就是这个要非常你要很认真的知道这是你可以跟神在说话。
So I read the prayer.
所以我就把这个祷告词念了。
So did my friend.
我的朋友也念了。
And Jesus changed our lives.
从此以后耶稣就改变了我们的生命。
No great trumpets in heaven.
没有听到天上有这个号角在吹。
I did not hear the angels sing like our choir.
也没听到天上天使像我们的诗班那样的歌那样在唱唱那样的歌声。
But I took God at His word.
但是我就这样子接受了神的话语。
I placed my trust in Him.
我把我交出在他的手中，信靠他。
I realized it was not my efforts.
我清楚地认识到这不是靠我的努力。
I believed in what Jesus had done for me.
我相信耶稣为我所做的一切。
Then he promised abundant life, full life. He promised.
然后因着他的应许给了我丰盛的生命。
So, we got Bibles.
所以我们有圣经。
And we started reading.
我们有了圣经以后就开始读圣经。
And that's when my worship service started.
就是那个时候我开始了我们的敬拜。
And I have experienced worshiping the Lord in great ways.
我真的学会了在学会怎么样来。
I cannot express to you.
这种敬拜是这种感觉，但是我很难向你们来描述。
I asked the Lord to heal my heart.
我求神来医治我的心灵。
And he did.
他就医治了我的心灵。
And he continues to do that today.
他继续，今天他还在继续的医治我的心灵。
I asked him to give me a new love for others.
我求神给我能够对别人有更多的爱，新的一种爱。
And as I got to know Jesus, he was loving others through me.
但是我知道只是不是我能爱，是神通过我来爱别人。
It was no longer me loving, it was God loving through me.
不再是我有什么能力去爱，而是神通过我去爱别的人。
And I knew it. It wasn't me.
我清楚知道这不是我自己。
Next thing I know,
后来呢?
I'm witnessing without fear.
我就放胆为主做见证了。
I had the best news in the world.
因为我已经有了世界上最好的消息。
And I knew that everyone needed to hear this.
我知道每个人都需要听到这个好消息。
I'm standing in Olympia, Washington, speaking to Chinese church.
所以今天我正在 Olympia, 在这个教会里在向中国的中国的会众在传承福音。
God can use anyone.
所以你看我都可以在这里传福音，神可以使用任何人。
It's amazing.
这真是太奇妙。
So, I'm skipping a few things.I have, my PowerPoint is different. It's a little different.
Okay.
It's okay. I have an illustration. Okay. So leave it there, that's fine. So, that's, there's no fruit. Then there's fruit. Then there's more fruit. And then there's too much fruit. Where are you today?
你们现在在什么地方呢?
Are you experiencing the empty basket?
你们是不是觉得还是篮子空空的?
Is there maybe some fruit?
还是里面有几颗果子?
How about more fruit?
是不是可以再有更多的果子?
How about a lot of fruit?
Okay.
Here's another illustration.
You know what this is?
Makita. It's a drill.
Right?
It's a drill. And it can go fast. It can go slow. And it can do a hammer thing. Very powerful. Okay. But if you take out the battery,
it's
pretty useless.
就什么都一点,
I suppose you could take the bit and turn with your fingers.
你可以用手指可以去转。
But if you've ever had to try that, if you've ever tried that,
如果你这样起势的话,
it hurts your fingers.
你的手指就会受伤。
I've had to try that.
我有些人还真的这样做。
It hurts your fingers. Maybe like this seems foolish.
Yeah, 所以这样做好像觉得是很愚蠢的做法。
Because that's not what it was made for.
但是我们的神不是这样设计我们的。
It was designed for action.
这个设计神的设计是要用电的。
To build things.
来建造东西。
But it needs power.
但是要建造的话，我们需要有能量。
It's got power.
现在有了这个神的能量就可以。
Also, there's other tools.
还有很多其他的工具。
And they are important.
他们都很重要。
For doing different tasks.
不同的任务需要不同的工具。
Some of you have abilities. Some of you have gifts.
你们个人有不同的恩赐。
And they are still in the case.
就像这个工具里面，这个工具上各种不同的工具一样。
Gifts for building the church.
你们有不同的恩赐来建造教会。
Not the building.
不是这个教会这个建筑物。
The people.
而是教会的弟兄姊妹，教会的人。
And if you use the tool correctly,
如果你会正确的使用这个工具的话,
you can accomplish much.
你可以做很多的事。
If you use your gifts correctly,
如果用你的正确的使用的恩赐的话,
the spiritual gift,
那么属灵的恩赐, 就会来到你身上。
Not by self,
不是靠你自己,
but in His power,
而是靠神的力量, 用属灵, 你的恩赐, 就会成为属灵的恩赐。
You can do so much.
你可以很多事你可以做。
If you use the gift for yourself,
但如果你的恩赐只是为自己,
you build the kingdom that lasts here.
那你就会建造了小的一个国度在这个地方。
But if you use your gifts to build God's kingdom,
如果你的恩赐不是建造你自己的这个国度，而是建造神的国度的话,
you can see where I'm going.
你可以看到你可以走多远。
So the power,
这个能量能力。
If you use this like a hammer,
如果你用这个当做一个锤子用的话,
it might work,
也许有点用,
for a while,
可以用一会儿,
and then it won't work,
然后就不行了,
until you get a new one,
直到你再买个新的,
then you can drill again,
然后你才可以再继续。
So, I don't know where you are.
我不知道你们每个人自己的光景今天怎么样。
The Lord knows that.
但是神心里都很清楚。
He knows if you're using your gift for yourself.
神知道你是用你的恩赐来为自己，为了自己呢。
He knows if you are using it to build His kingdom.
还是用你的能力在为他的国在服侍。
Without guilt, I want to encourage you.
我们可以完全没有负罪感的告诉你。
Because I found, like our communion prayer, I found God will restore you.
Yeah, 刚才我们大家在会同一起祷告的时候，我真的觉得神会在这里来复兴我们。
And I think of 1 John 1:9.
在约翰一书第一章第九节。
If we confess our sins,
如果我们认我们的罪,
He is faithful and just,
神是信实的,
to forgive us of our sins,
他会赦免我们的罪,
and to forgive us of all unrighteousness.
我们的不义都会得到赦免。
Not part of the unrighteousness.
不是一部分的这个不义。
All unrighteousness.
而是所有的不义。
our weak thoughts.
我们的脑子里面的心里面的软弱的地方,
our bad attitudes.
我们的不好的态度,
the things we say and shouldn't say.
我们说那些不该说的话,
the things we do and shouldn't do.
我们做的已经不该做的,
even our possessions and our affections for things.
而且对我们的我们对我们所拥有的东西的这种感情都会改变。
You can use God's gifts and tools for yourself.
你可以用神的这个恩赐为你自己。
But God says someday,
有一天,
someday this world is going to burn.
这个世界将会过去。
And there will be a new heaven and a new earth.
会有个新天新地。
The old has passed away.
旧的已经过去。
And then those who are alive in Christ,
那些在基督里活着的人,
will live forever with the Lord.
就是永远和神一起在一起。
And his kingdom will be perfect.
神的国将是一个, 无瑕疵的国。
All anger and evil is gone.
所有的罪恶, 所有的仇恨, 都已经不在。
All glory and honor goes to God.
就是尊荣, 所有的荣耀, 都在神那里。
There will be tears, but they will be wiped away, according to the word.
会有眼泪, 但是神会擦干我们的眼泪。
Because we will realize the opportunities we had while here.
我意识到我们今天在这里所拥有的这个机会。
And when there was too much of me and not enough of the Lord.
我们就是太多关心自己而不是关心神的事情。
So the fruit, the gift, all that God has given us.
所以神要给我们果子，他也给了我们工具。
I would like us to reflect on that for just a moment.
我来思考这个问题。
Just think about how the Lord has touched you.
你们自己回想一下，神是怎么在你们生命中触摸你们的。
And when you have spent time with the Lord,
当你跟神一起花时间的时候,
you have worshipped Him in spirit and in truth.
当你用在心灵和诚实中来敬拜神的时候,
you have worshipped Him in the Bible, in His Word.
当你在圣经的神的话语中敬拜他的时候,
and His truth ministered to your heart.
他的真理就能够付出你的心灵。
Tenderly caring for you.
很温柔的来安抚你。
So that His love would fill you.
他的爱就能够充满你。
And His love would fill you more.
更多的充满你。
And so much filling you can't contain it.
真是到的你完全多到丰盛的你完全没有办法。
I talk.
做到不能掌控的地步。
You're doing awesome. I think of so much filling that it spills over.
我觉得神爱的充满如此的充满了我真是要会从心里面会心这个爱会满意会溢出去。
Even when we didn't plan it, God does it.
我们只说自己都没有准备要做，但神已经做了。
So, we must start with the power.
所以我们要从神的能力开始。
We have to be recharged on a regular basis.
我们在这个电池要经常的要充电。
And then plug in.
然后把它插进去。
We have to use the gifts.
我们用我们的恩赐。
And watch God do the work.
然后看神能够来怎么样来用我们的恩赐。
It's amazing work.
这是非常奇妙的。
Better than anything we could ever think of.
是这个比我们能够想象的任何东西都好。
He's even reaching hearts this morning.
今天早晨此时此刻他正在向我们心灵说话。
Using a person like me who does not speak Chinese.
用一个不会说中文的人来向你们说话。
The gospel has power.
福音有它的大能。
Almighty power.
真是很大的能力。
The gospel is the power of God.
福音是神的大能。
Illustration I'd like to close with is the cartoon. I don't know if those. There we go. Maybe this is you today. You're on the left side.
也许今天是你的今天的光景，你在左边这个悬崖上面。
You know that you're a sinner. We're all sinners.
你知道自己是个罪人啊，我们其实都是罪人。
And the God of the Bible is holy and perfect.
而神的啊，圣经神是圣洁的。
But our sin separates us.
但是我们的罪让我们与神隔绝。
And go ahead and click it. Where's the sin? There's the sin. The separation.
啊，这个罪让我们与神隔开。
But Jesus has done something for us.
但是耶稣为我们做了为我们做了工。
He has made a way to God.
啊，他我们建筑了一个通向神的道路。
Next. Jesus Christ is the way to God.
啊，耶稣基督就是我们通向神的道路。
He said, "I am the way."
他说我就是道路。
I am the truth.
啊，我是真理。
And I am the life.
我是生命。
No one comes to the Father.
没有人不通不经过我，没有人能到神那里去。
But through me.
只能通过我才能到神那里去。
Next. So we place our trust in Him.
所以我们就信靠他。
Another illustration. You all came in and sat in the pews.
你们都进来坐在这些长凳子上。
You did not check to see if they were glued together and fixed correctly.
坐之前你们没有下去看看是不是真的这个都装好了。
You just sat down.
你就很有信心就坐下去。
Expecting the pew to support you.
那你相信这个椅子会拖住你，不会摔下去。
Because that's what they do.
因为这就是椅子的功能。
You know that.
你知道。
You've seen them before.
因为你以前做过，你知道。
You see how they work.
你知道是可以做的。
You trusted it would hold you.
你相信它能够支撑住你。
You did.
所以你就坐下去了。
Some of you drove here on the freeway.
有些人是开车走高速公路到这里来的。
You believe that people would stay on the other side of a 5-inch strip of paint.
你很有信心的人，其他人都会在。
And not run into your car.
就最后开过来的车他们会在自己的这个车道里面，不会开到你和你相撞。
That is great faith.
所以需要也有很大的信心。
Congratulations.
祝贺你有这样的信心。
So, you place your trust in the bench, the pew.
所以你把你的信心，你对这个你既有信心。
You got in the car and turned the key.
你进车，你把车钥匙把车打开。
It is an internal combustible engine with gasoline. It's fire. It's
你知道钥匙一转，那个引擎就会发动。
But you trusted it would start.
你相信它就会。
And just run.
然后车就可以开了。
Like a car.
就是这个车就可以开了。
The gospel is this way.
这就是福音也是这样子。
You can trust God.
你可以相信神。
You can trust His word.
你可以相信他的话。
Because of who He is.
因为神就是这样。
Because of His love.
因为他的爱。
His love He has showed us.
他爱已经向我们显现。
You can trust in His love that it is good.
你可以相信他的爱，相信他的爱是好的。
And His love is for you.
而且这个爱就是为你准备的。
As we draw closer to God,
当我们跟神越来越接近靠近的时候，
He draws closer to us.
神也跟我们更近。
But we have to surrender to Him.
但是我们首先要在降服在他面前。
Back to our illustration. Good, next. Okay. The sin is canceled out.
然后这个罪就除去了。
Our rebellion against God,
我们就不再跟我们的对神的这种悖逆
is canceled
就去掉了。
Jesus paid for us.
因为耶稣基督已经为我们付上了代价。
He paid our price.
他把我们所欠的债已经还了。
We did not deserve that.
我们并不就是我们没有资格来受这样应该是我们所应受的。
Not one of us.
一个人都不行。
Even on our best day.
就是我们每天哪怕表现最好那一天都不行。
We do not deserve it.
我们真是不配受这样的爱。
We could not earn it.
我们自己也没办法去赚得这样的爱。
Jesus paid it all.
耶稣基督已经为我们付上了一切。
Okay, next. There you are.
现在你就到这边来了。
I hope.
希望每个人真的坐在这一边。
For it is appointed.
因为
It is written.
因为这个已经经上写下来的。
For people to die,
人本来会要死的。
And then face judgment.
本来人是会死，而且要面对审判。
We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们每个人都会站在审判台的面前。
And he will ask us one question.
他会问我们一个问题。
Did you believe what I did for you?
你相信我为你们所做的一切吗？
So simple, even I could understand that.
这个道理那么简单，连我都听得懂。
And believe me, I needed something simple.
我也真的需要就这样简单东西，我才能听懂。
So,
因为所以
I would like to see.
我想看到
one year from now.
一年以后。
And I challenged our youth group with this the other day.
这个也是一个挑战。那天我在我们的青少年。
That next.
That
next Easter, each of us would have reached one more person.
到明年的复活节，每个人都能够再一个人庆祝。
One in 365 days.
一年365天，只需要一个。
With us, it is impossible.
靠我们自己是做不到的。
But with God,
但是靠神
all things are possible.
凡事都能成。
All you do is have to witness.
你只要敢于张开你的嘴巴来为神做见证。
You do it by loving and serving.
你通过爱人来服侍人来做见证。
And share the gospel.
来传福音。
This simple illustration.
就是这么简单，像这里所画的那样。
If you're at a restaurant, you can draw it on a napkin.
如果是在一个饭馆里面的话，你可以在餐巾纸上写。
You're not sharing a fable.A fake story.
因为你所跟人家所分享的不是一个虚假的，或是一个预言，或者是一个谚语，是一个真的真实的。
You're sharing the gospel.
因为你在分享这个福音是好消息。
And the gospel is the power of God.
福音就是神的大能。
It will do the work.
它这个大能能够做工，自己做工。
I know this.
我知道。
Because I saw it myself.
因为我看到我自己是怎么改变的。
And I've known it since then because it keeps happening.
而且自从那以后福音的大门一直在那里做工。
We share the gospel with great people and small people.
不管是什么样的人，因为不管做高做低，什么程度的人，我们都可以给他传福音。
We share the gospel with brilliant people and foolish people.
给那些非常聪明的人传福音，也给那些好像看起来很笨的人传福音。
We share the gospel with those who have it all together and those whose lives are in serious trouble.
我们给那些好像生活上一切一无所需的人传福音，也给那些生活里很破碎的人传福音。
But in all things, we share the gospel.
但是不管是凡事，我们都能够传福音。
You don't need to convince people.
你不用靠你自己去说服别人。
You just need to share.
你只需要来分享。
Is your tool plugged in?
问题是说你的这个工具，你是不是跟神的这个能力接上了？
Are you charged up?
你是不是经常在充电？
In the Word?
在
In the Bible?
用神的话来充电。
Are you in fellowship with other Christians?
你是不是有团契的生活？
Are you keeping short accounts?Between you and others.
是不是你还对人家有什么亏欠？
Owning it when you're foolish. Owning it when you are selfish.
当你很是不是很自私？
Do you humble yourself before others?
你能在别人面前谦卑自己吗？
Apologizing when you're wrong.
你做错事能够道歉吗？
Even when you didn't do wrong.
有时候你即使自己并没有做错，你能不能也能够抱歉？
You humbly build a bridge.
你就可以用谦卑的心来建立这样的桥。
Are you using your tool, your gift in the right way?
你是不是用正确的方法使用你的工具？
If you're not sure, ask your leaders.
如果你真的不知道怎么做，你可以向你们带领的人来请教。
For our young people, ask your parents.
如果你是年轻人的话，你可以问你们的父母。
Ask your youth pastor.
问你们的青少年牧师。
We're here to help.
我们随时都能够准备来帮助你们。
We have about what, maybe 10-12 hours left in the day.
我们今天还剩下大概有 10到12个小时。
Then we go to sleep.
然后我们就睡觉了。
Is there an opportunity for you to share the gospel?
在这个10到12个小时中间，你是不是有机会传福音呢？
I believe so.
我相信是有的。
You don't expect that to happen, do you?
也许你们并不指望这个会发生。
I was surprised even yesterday.
其实昨天我都有一件让我很吃惊的事情。
Where someone asked me to help them about Jesus.
当有人来让我来帮助他们怎么样认识耶稣。
They called me up.
是不是我给他们打电话，是他们给我打电话。
I need help from God. That's what they said.
他们说我需要神。
It was just another opportunity God gave me.
是神给我的又一次的机会。
As we end now,
那我们结束之前,
I just want us to think about, wait, one more. Go ahead, one more. Where would you place yourself in this illustration?
在这里面你自己会选哪一项? 第一个是, 我还没跟神还没有建立关系。第二个是说, 我想和神建立关系。 第三个是我已经有跟神建立的关系。
Do you have a personal relationship?
你是不是已经跟神有个人的这种关系?
Today is the day of salvation.
今天就是救恩的日子。
Do not wait for tomorrow.
不要等到明天。
We are not promised tomorrow.
因为我们并没有说一定会有明天。
Today is the day.
今天就做。
And if you need to grow in the Lord,
如果你在主里面能够继续成长的话,
we all do,
我们都需要成长。
Then spend time in His Word.
然后在他的话语上花功夫。
Spend time with His people.
和他的主里的弟兄姊妹在一起花时间。
And in great joy, share.
然后在喜乐中来分享福音。
Andy, you're amazing. I'm going to pray now.
好，我们现在祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主,
thank you for our time together.
感谢你我们在一起的时间。
I pray for those who hurt.